Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, today's Am I the Jerk involves snapping on your neighbor who asked for help. Welcome to the show, my 12-year-old Hudson. Happy birthday.
Hello.
Happy birthday. And DZ will be in later after he gets done taking his son to school. But today's is about snapping on your neighbor. And I had to warn you off the air, please don't say anything bad about anyone that we live by. Okay, Hudson?
Okay.
We like all of our neighbors, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. All right. Do you want to hear the problem today? It's about snapping on your neighbor. Do you think that's nice?
You mean like Snapchat?
No, not Snapchat. Like crashing out, yelling at your neighbor. Is that a better way to say it? Crashing out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they said, Allie and DZ, there is a lady that lives next door to me who has been getting on my nerves slowly, but every single day. She had first just asked if I could help her with little things like mowing the lawn, grabbing her mail. And I was like, of course, whatever you need. But then it started turning into more things. Can you pet sit for me for 15 minutes? Can you watch my house while I run errands for an hour? And then finally, I crashed out. They said snapped, but I made it crashed out for you. Crashed out when she tried to give me a whole list that she wanted me to do for her. Like watering her plants, continuing to mow her lawn, you name it, she had it on the list. I told her I'm not her maid, I don't work for her, and so she needs to stop acting like I can just come over and do whatever she needs whenever she needs it. I'm not on call. She said, I'm a terrible neighbor. Now my mom says, that was rude. I don't think it was wrong though. So the neighbor keeps asking for more and more and more. And he's like, I can't do this anymore. I'm over it. She thinks I work for her and I don't. So Hudson, is he the jerk for snapping on the lady and saying, I'm not doing this anymore?
Absolutely not.
Really? Why?
Well, I mean, honestly, if my neighbor just kept telling me, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, I would just get annoyed.
I would too. Well, you get annoyed if anybody tells you to do anything, right?
I guess so.
Especially if you're not getting paid for it. Because there's something, but Hudson, there's something about being a good neighbor, you know, where you help out your neighbors. One day you're going to be an adult and you're going to have
to. Your neighbor isn't being a good neighbor in this story.
Why? Because she keeps asking for things?
Yes.
Yeah, but think how much our neighbors do. Think how much they do across the street. Randy and his wife, they do a lot for us. I mean, they had to call 911 when I had to be in the hospital. I mean,
And we feed their fish.
And we do, you're right, we do things for them. We feed their fish. I guess that's a good way to think about it. We do things for each other, which is part of the community, and it takes a village.
Yep.
But this lady's pushing it. She's asking him to do too much. I think she's, I don't know. But yelling at her, was that necessary?
Yeah.
All right, 414-533-1037. He wants to know if he's the jerk for snapping on his neighbor who asked him for help over and over and over. 414-533-1037. We will talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We did not give him a name, Hudson. My 12-year-old, officially 12 today. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We did not give him a name, but he wrote in and he wants to know if he's the jerk for snapping on his neighbor because she is asking him to do stuff nonstop. Yes, Hudson, with your hand up in the
I'll
air.
I'll give him a name.
What's his name?
How does Howie sound?
I love you so much because you and I know what that means.
Should I tell them?
One day, not right now, but... Go screw it. Tell him really quickly.
So one time we were at Culver's and then mom like put her name into the machine and we got.
They said, "What's your name?" And I said, "Allie."
And then they thought that you said Howie.
So the bag said Howie. They couldn't find our order, and from that moment on, I told Hudson, "I will be Howie forever in your mind."
Yes.
So let's name him Howie. Screw it, because that's our little joke. When Culver's named me Howie instead of Allie, and I said,
"And no hate to them."
I probably sounded like a dude anyway through the drive-through.
No hate. To them.
No, we love Culver's. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
All right. So is he the jerk for crashing out on his neighbor? Is that better than snapping?
Because
you thought I meant Snapchat this morning.
Snapping.
I can still say snapping.
Okay.
Thank you. She's been asking him to do stuff nonstop and he's had it. We're going to start with Christian in Milwaukee, who, by the way, is 12 like you, Hudson.
Hello.
Hi, Christian.
Hello.
And Mom Saylee, who called in the other day.
Hi.
Hi, guys. So if Hudson can give an opinion, so can you, Christian, on your way to school. What do you think? Is Howie the jerk for snapping?
I think he's not the jerk. I would have done the same exact thing.
How would you have said it? Like act it out for me,
well,
Christian.
I would have said it nicely, but I don't think I should be forced to do something I don't want to do.
Yeah, you sound like Hudson every day. He's like, but I don't want to do that. I'm like, well, that's not the way it works.
Could have said it nicer, but not snapping.
But no, I think that's good advice for sure. Christian, keep being a good kid. Have a great day at school, okay?
All right, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Aw, the whole family in the car on their way to school. So not the jerk. That's two 12-year-olds back-to-back who have said not the jerk. Let's go to Amy in Germantown. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Hudson,
good.
Say hello.
Hello.
So,
Happy birthday, Hudson.
Thank you.
Am I the jerk? Is about snapping on your neighbors when she's been asking him to. It's getting out of hand. He said, "It's like I do stuff, and now it's every day, all day, whole errand list. Like she's married to him or something."
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That would be
not
disgusting.
The jerk.
Hudson, you don't know what these people look like. Give him a break. She's not the jerk,
he can't
Amy
be
says.
Like under 40.
How do you know?
No.
He could be 20.
He's probably like under 40 is what I mean.
Oh, he probably is under 40. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. And Amy, a jerk just because of the way he handled it? Like, had it be not the jerk because of her, the way she's acting?
Well, I mean, it's one thing to be, you know, do neighborly things, but now when she's busting out a whole list, you know, everybody's time is important, and this woman needs to hire somebody.
Yeah, I agree
with
that. She's taking advantage. That's the problem.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
All right, Amy, we'll have a great day in Germantown.
Thank you. You two have a great birthday.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, last but not least, I don't know if you're ready for this, everybody. Roger is in Milwaukee.
Yo, good morning, Allie, Zeezy, Milwaukee, stand up. Happy birthday to my boy, Hudson, Big 12.
Thank
it's
you.
It's the boy, the OZER. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Woo, Roger, welcome.
What's going on?
Roger, you're phenomenal. You heard Am I the Jerk this morning. He's sick and tired. Howie is sick and tired of his old lady neighbor asking him to do stuff. Whoa, is he the jerk? He snapped. He crashed out.
No, not the jerk. He could have handled it a little bit differently, but not the jerk.
So overall, we're saying you could have been nicer, but it had to be done. Because I feel like he had to stand up for himself and be like, I have a life too. I can't do all your stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say, this whole situation reminds me, like, sometimes when you play, like, a horror game, you have, like, a sanity bar. And, like, once
you do?
Zero, you, like, just go insane.
I didn't know there was a sanity bar in video games.
Yeah, sometimes in horror games they have that.
Oh, what do you know?
Yeah.
Why don't you get off horror games? Let's start there on your 12th birthday. How about that? Okay,
thank
Roger,
you.
Where were we? Anyway.
But he could have just said no to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it was something else there. I really do.
Oh, really? Like what?
Yeah, I think, you know, he... You know, probably try to push up on her a little bit, and she gave him the list, you know, and
Roger
he was like, nah.
He thinks he hit on her.
I really do. Because,
stop
because
it.
You really
you think that's like hot or something? Oh, my I'm husband thinking. Used to talk to me like that. I love that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Go on, Roger. You think they're having an affair? Hudson is crazy. He's my kid. What do you expect? Okay, Roger. Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate you, okay?
All right, love you.
Love you.
Have a good birthday. Have a good birthday,
huh? Thank you!
Woo! Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.